This podcast is made possible by the generosity of supporting members. Please visit dharmaocean.org to learn more about becoming a supporting member. You are listening to the Dharma Ocean podcast. In this talk, Reggie offers a teaching on the purpose of ritual on the path of meditation. The context is a Lhasang fire offering, a Vajrayana ritual often engaged at the beginning of retreats. He says that ritual is the primordial language used to communicate with the unseen world. This talk was given at the 2010 Winter Datun Retreat, held at the Blazing Mountain Retreat Center in Crestone, Colorado.
The Lhasang is a ritual, and I feel I need to say one or two things about why we do a ritual when we're talking about simply being ourselves. I mean, that's actually a great question in this modern world. Why? I mean, ritual, I thought that was about like other times and places. Why do we have to do a ritual? Or why might we want to do a ritual? The fact of the matter is that when we're in an intimate relationship, and I'm talking as a man, as you're shortly going to all discover, a lot of times we actually don't know the language of the person we're with. The person we're with is talking, and we're translated into our language. And at a certain point, there comes a moment when you realize what you're doing. And you realize that the language is one you've never heard. And that's when the ritual starts. The ritual means we have to find ways of communicating with this other person. And we have to learn to actually speak in a different way. We have to phrase things differently in order to communicate. And we have to discover concerns and ways of being with which we may have been previously unfamiliar. And the spoken language is okay, but the acts are more important. How we are at dinner, fetching somebody's bathrobe, how we get into bed with that person might be quite different once we start to figure out that we're dealing with another way of being here with which we have little familiarity. We think often in those relationships we talk to the other person and we think that what we mean is being heard. And we think that what we say is what we mean. So we live in a vast universe, and as I was saying before, from the point of view of the Dharma, the universe is alive. And even, as I said, even our emotions are living entities. We are met constantly by living things that we consider dead. We don't even know they're alive. And we can start with the stars, and we can go down to the trees in a forest or the grains of sand on the beach. And all of this vast living universe of ours is so important to us. In many traditions, it's said that to be human, we have to be aware of our interconnection with all things, and that all things have something to give us, and we have something to give them. You know, the human relationship is maybe where we learn that there's a deep and genuine interchange, exchange of energy, exchange of beingness and growth. And that to be with another person is to be in a situation of transition and change, receiving and truly giving of oneself. And so it is with the universe. And we, you know, indigenous people have often told me that the reason we are so ill is because we've lost touch with the earth and with the rest of creation. That when we're in touch, we're healed constantly with everything that happens. It's what I was saying this morning about we have the resources in our life actually that we need, but we've cut ourselves off. So part of the journey is reestablishing our conscious connection with creation, strangely enough. How different from what we sometimes think of Buddhism as cutting ourselves off from creation. Oh no, in the Vajrayana it's the exact opposite. We are already interconnected, and what we need to do is reawaken that sense of interconnectedness, and then we are nourished and fed literally by everything. And we are constantly being healed and deepened. Healing could be a metaphor for the whole journey, meaning that what is needed is provided. The universe provides us what we need, provided that we are in conscious and deliberate interconnectedness and exchange. So if this is so, then an interesting question comes up. Well, how do we get into touch with this, the living world? You know, how do we reestablish our connection? We can talk to them, but again, they don't really speak human language. We can pray, and there's a lot of power in prayer, praying to the sky, praying to the moon. But in most cultures, our words need to be supplemented by the language that they understand. And that language is what we call ritual. It's various ways of holding our minds and our bodies and various things we do to establish a connection, express an intention, and open ourselves to the magic, you know, that is all around us. When you live in a culture that believes that humans are the only ones going and that the rest of the universe is either dead or non-existent, then it is true ritual makes no sense at all. And, you know, ritual has become many times dead in our culture, and people go through it for social reasons, they go through it for Oedipal reasons, they go through it to try to, you know, make themselves feel better psychologically. But the real meaning of ritual, which is a language to establish connection with another way of being, has disappeared. Nevertheless, it's very important for us doing this work. When we work at the depth that we are working here, we need to be in connection, and we need to be strong, we need to be grounded, we need to be able to receive the help and the benefit and the protection of the world around us, which is being constantly offered. It's just that we don't, you know, we're not open to it.
Thank you.
To download more of Reggie's teachings, find out about upcoming retreats, and to explore a variety of audio listening guides to assist you on your spiritual journey, please visit dharmaocean.org. Our music is by Jeff Beal and Nawang Ketchog from the album Tibet, Cry of the Snow Lion.